Now it's 7 after the hour, the Wednesday Doug Steffen Good Day program with the things you need to know conversationally to make it through the day. We have the services of one Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington, Ken Kessler, and then there's the wonderful Roberta Fasanelli, who also is known far and wide, in and out, up and down, around and around, as the Queen of Cheap. So let's find out what she has in store for us in a report.
That bow down, everyone.
Bow down, really?
Yeah, excuse me.
Which direction?
I am the queen. I am the queen. I am not a muse. I'm the queen.
Okay,
we have new things from eBay. If you love fashion, we have free copy paper from Staples, free Frito-Lay giveaways, a great deal to save money at Toys R Us, and also on e-books and listening books, and also on streaming movies. Someone's getting into the business, and you won't believe who it is.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
The Good Day program?
No.
No. Okay. All right. Rich, you might want to do a little tweaking there so that we are not hearing what we're all hearing. A little inside radio. Thank you very much. Jennifer and Roberta. Actually, I would like to hear a little bit of... We didn't have Roberta around to have the discussion of Angelina Jolie. And this is the two things that we've been working on this morning that seem to have captured most of the attention of most of the listeners in the last two or three hours has to do with the hat trick scandal, the IRS, the Department of Justice, and Benghazi as it applies to the administration, and whether Angelina Jolie did everybody a favor, including herself, by having this preventative double mastectomy, or was this... Was this over the top? Is it too much? And is the news media... I'm looking at the reaction of some of those folks in Hollywood to Angelina Jolie's revelation yesterday that she'd undergone the double mastectomy. Let's see here. Sheryl Crow, who suffered from breast cancer, tweeted, I commend Angelina for her courage and thoughtfulness in sharing her story today regarding her mastectomy. So brave. Juliana Rancic, I don't know who she is. Who is that?
She's the host of E! She used to co-host with Ryan Seacrest, but then he moved on from E! News, and she also does Fashion Police now, and she usually does the red carpet with Ryan.
And she's married to the first winner of The Apprentice.
Okay, so she said, quote, proud of her for using her incredible platform to educate women. Elizabeth Banks, who is she? Elizabeth Banks, she's an actress?
She was in The Hunger Games.
Okay.
She's been in a bunch of different movies.
She said, quote, much respect for sharing in a classy way. Nia Vardalo said, a moment of quiet respect for Angelina's candor and all women's bravery in facing this choice. Mindy Kaling called the article a must-read for women. All right, so our people don't have that same slant on this, Kenny, right? And I want to educate Roberta as to what some of the people are saying that we patch into a Twitter at Good Day Show and Facebook.com/Good Day. What are some of the bottom line comments that we're getting about Angelina Jolie's? Is this an historic event?
On our Facebook page, David says that she's just another insane Hollywood crackpot star lording her money over the little people.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy.
Charles says, blind science, disgusting, barbaric, and ignoble victory for the cancer industry to get such a star to promote preventive mastectomy by example.
I wonder how many people know that Angelina's mother died at the age of 56, and that she would have had she had an 84% or
86%
chance. And now she has less than 5% chance to get it. And, you know, I think the real difference here is, and I think it's really easy for people to say, oh, she's just a star. But when you watch your mother die, or when you watch someone that you love die, it's a whole different, it becomes a whole different ballgame, I think.
Well, you asked me how my daughter would take to this, and I'm going to have breakfast with my daughter in a couple of hours, and we haven't
since her mother died of this.
Her mother died of it after 21
fought
years.
Fought it for 20 some years.
Yep, 21 years, stage 4 breast cancer, and whether she'd have been able, her mother, she and her mother were estranged. Tony, my former wife's mother, and her were estranged. So there's no real family history there. They don't know other than what Tony went through. So that was enough to have Megan become a priority. Megan intelligently went to her health care provider And they looked at the insurance records of women who had been through this. That was a way to come up with some legitimate way of deciding, okay, how shall we prioritize this? And they put Megan on the top of the list for examining. She's been through every single test there is to find out or to make sure that she doesn't have the problem. And if she did, how would she deal with it? And so far,
she was checked for the gene, in other words.
Gone right through from the bottom to the top, yes. A genetic test has been done, MRIs and x-rays and all of that stuff has been done. So it is something that she's very conscious, and all of us obviously are very conscious of. So you don't mess around with that. But the other side of it is, without people knowing maybe the whole story, maybe even you do feel like you know the story, I find it interesting, I'm guessing, without knowing for sure, Kenny, because I haven't seen the posts myself, most of the negative comments have been from men and most of the positive comments have been from women. Is it that blatant?
Exactly, yes.
Yeah. Okay. Wow.
So, yes, there's one woman, Heidi says that she wouldn't do this in a million years. She's going to wait. If she discovers breast cancer, she'll deal with it then. Mm-hmm. But there are other women who support what Angelina did. Constance says she would do the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think the key here is watching your mother die of it and knowing you have an 87% chance of at some point getting it. You may be 100 when you get it, or you may be 45. You don't know.
Mm-hmm. All right, so I think that's something that's worth some consideration. Also, you'll be happy to know that the Chicken Bone in Framingham has been closed. According to the Framingham Health Department, inspectors ordered the Chicken Bone to toss all of its food out because of violations. People were going in there, and I say this, I sort of chuckle because every morning about this time I look at the local news. But I bring you this for your consideration.
Did anybody actually walk into a restaurant called
the Chicken Bone?
Really?
Doesn't seem like a great idea, does it?
Not an appetizing name.
But here's the side of the story that I think has value to everybody. There are so many of these restaurants now that have questionable, and the Board of Health is sometimes a little overzealous and sometimes, but there is a lot of stuff going on in some of these smaller restaurants that were you to know about it, you would be not happy about going in there. And in this case, this restaurant had dozens of people get sick within a few days, and that's why they investigated it, see what was going on. They found all kinds of old food. They found that the refrigeration units weren't working properly. And there's nothing more gross than having that kind of stuff and imagining you put it in your... I mean, I'm certainly one who doesn't want to throw stuff out. I eat things. The other day, you'll be proud of me, Richie, I had some pasta that I put in various types of sauces and been mixing it together for a couple of weeks. And when I looked in the bowl, it actually, there was water separating from whatever else was in there. And I said, okay, see you later.
Yeah,
it was pretty gross.
Yeah, all anytime you mention food in the refrigerator and the phrase a couple of weeks, that's when I'm out.
I actually threw away a half of a wrap, a turkey wrap that had mayonnaise in it, too. It was only maybe a week old.
Only a week old.
Yeah.
Ew.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wilted lettuce on it.
Yeah, I know. You know. Yeah. And those tomatoes that are horrible to begin with anyway. All right, so Jen Jen, television report in the next half hour will include stories about 24. Hooray!
About 24 and who's coming back to The Voice.
Mm-hmm. The poll today at DougStephan.com, other than Jack and Chloe, what are you laughing at?
You're funny. Mm-hmm.
Why?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
What, who's coming back to The Voice? I don't really care. I
know, that's why I could tell you.
Uh-huh. Other than Jack and Chloe, who else would you like to see when 24 comes back?
Everybody
next
else
summer?
Is dead.
Well, Tony Almeida, did he get
killed?
Dead.
He's done.
He's dead.
President Logan?
No, he's way done.
Yeah.
Oh, no, Logan?
Yeah,
no,
Logan.
He was in jail or something.
Yeah.
President Taylor, he's done.
She.
Oh, that's right. President. No, it was
She's
President.
Alive.
I was thinking of
Palmer.
Palmer's. Yeah, right. He's
I
not coming back. President Taylor was good. We liked her. Mm-hmm. Aaron Pierce, remember, he was the Secret Service body.
Yeah, he's done.
Right. Yep. Morris, but he didn't get killed, did he?
No.
No. Aaron Pierce?
No. Yeah, he didn't get killed. No, he got shot up pretty well. But
Oh, yeah.
Morris O'Brien, remember, he was Chloe's husband?
Yeah, I didn't like him. I'd like her to get a new husband.
She told me that he had bad breath, too.
Ew. Really?
Yeah. Anyway, I don't care who else is back as long as it's as good as it used to be. I think that's what I'm thinking about. But the poll, anyway, at DougStephan.com about 24 coming back. Jennifer, again, updates the television. Who's dropping what? at What Television Network. We'll give you that info. But first, Roberta comes up in a few minutes with the Queen of Cheap Report for today.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Discover card.
Yeah, hi. I'm picking up some things for a barbecue this weekend, and I want to make sure that I'm signed up for that 5% cash back.
Yep, you're all set. What are you buying?
Lumber for a deck, a grill, maybe some potted plants.
Even better. Right now, anything you buy at a home improvement store gets you 5% cash back for June.
5%? Sweet.
Now, you're building an entire deck?
Yep.
And the party is this weekend?
Yeah.
Totally doable.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Get 5% cash back and up to $1,500 on purchases at home improvement stores now through June. Sign up for 5% and get more details at discover.com.
Proper selection of replacement tires for your Buick is crucial to maintaining optimal safety, performance, and efficiency. Consideration must be given to vehicle type, weight, and
some music.
Sure.
And driving environment. Critical specifications impacting.
Oh, I love this. Turn it up.
Impacting overall operation of the vehicle, including drive and handling at. Never mind.
We'll take care of your Buick. You just enjoy the ride. If you don't know Buick Certified Service, then you don't know Buick. Get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand name tires. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer. Offer ends May 31st, 2013.
At Grainger, we understand running a facility means wearing a lot of hats. One minute you're replacing a condenser fan motor, the next you're swapping out fluorescent bulbs. That's why we offer over 900,000 products in 31 product categories. Many ready right when you need them, from HVAC equipment to safety supplies. Whatever you need, even if it's a new hat. Yeah, we got those too. To help keep your business running efficiently, call quickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster type. It's Roberta Fessinelli.
It always feels good to hear your voice, Roberta, with all these big savings.
Oh, yes, yes. Let's start with eBay. If you love fashion and if you love deals, well, eBay has a new website out. It's eBay Fashion Seals and Deals, and all you have to do is sign up for it. They'll send you promos and all sorts of stuff. So, you know, it's a way to save money. Free copy paper from Staples. They got something called Staples Easy Rebates. You go in there with this coupon that you can find on DougStefan.com and buy a ream of paper at Staples, and you'll get the money back. That's always a good thing. Kroger's, if you love Frito-Lay stuff, this Friday, it's a heads up for you. They're giving away all sorts of Frito-Lay snacks from 4 to 8 p.m. on Friday, May 17th. It's some of their new stuff for summer, and they kind of want to promote it there. If you got kids, you go to Toys R Us, or you got yourself, and you're going to Toys R Us, I guess, you get $10 off a $40 purchase. That deal's good through the 18th of May, so you still got a couple of days to take care of it. Audible, that's where they read you books, you know, like bedtime stories.
Oh, yeah, audible.com.
Yeah,
great.
Audible.com. You can get a free 30-day trial, which is great for your summer trip. And Redbox is getting into the streaming video business. So all you got to do is sign up, and you get a free month as well.
Redbox.
Redbox.
The rest. Great deals. Check it out at DougStefan.com. Roberta's Queen of Cheap Box.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably haven't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
Move Over Organic, the Pureganic Companion ebook and cookbook sets a new standard for purity in our diet with a 100% toxin-free lifestyle. It's time for an American renaissance in health and quality of life. This book is loaded with simple methods to holistically eliminate disease, original recipes, a 30-day diet plan, and much more. Purchase now at PureGanicCompanion.com. The Pureganic Companion, the preventative maintenance manual for the human body.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Sarah Simmons and Amber Carrington performing Love Song.
I actually like it. Is this weird that I like this?
It's kind of like a reggae version.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird. It's cool.
Sounds like he's off pitch, though, to me. Roberta's the expert on pitch. What do you think, Roberta?
Her voice is kind of weak at the high notes.
I'm talking about Adam. He's the one who started this off. Sound good at all anyway.
No, he didn't.
The way it turned out.
I just
out,
saw him. He was just at Jazz Fest.
Really? You just saw him? Mm-hmm. You were Jazz Fest.
Yeah.
Just see him. What
did you think of that show?
I thought he was an amazing performer. I had never seen him perform, yeah. And I thought
you think
he was...
they had the jukebox playing in the background? He was just singing along and dancing to it?
I was wondering about that, because he was all over. That's a big stage.
Yeah,
he was all over that
and
stage.
It sounded just like the hits, and it sounded perfect.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, 888-302-3684 on the Good Day program. We have from time to time, in consideration of all the laughs that come from the late night shows, put together a sort of montage of what happened on the late night show. So here is a bit from Conan O'Brien, Jay Leno, David Letterman, and Jimmy Fallon for your listening and dancing pleasure.
Vermont passed a new bill making it okay to possess small amounts of marijuana. Yeah, the bill was co-sponsored by Representatives Ben and Jerry. Little help. I think State Senator Dorito helped a little bit. Just continuing here in California. Their warning, this could be a long, hot summer, and I'm telling everyone to cover up. And believe me, you don't have to tell the Obama White House twice. They know about covering up. Not a problem. Well, today the White House unveiled its latest high-tech weapon, the IRS audit. Yes. Did you hear about this? The IRS has admitted they were targeting conservative groups. When President Obama called the IRS targeting conservative groups, he called it outrageous. And he said he'd immediately have his Benghazi investigators look into it. So we will get to the bottom of this.
Well, John McCain is now accusing President Obama of a massive cover-up in Benghazi. Yeah, that's what McCain is saying. Oh, there's a big cover-up in Benghazi. I'll tell you something about this, John McCain. John McCain, until a week ago, was under the impression that Benghazi was the stuff he rubs on his shoulders after working in the yard all day.
This is a crazy story, but it's true. According to a new book, the CIA spent millions of dollars training a cat to spy on enemies back in the 1960s.
But and this is true. When they released the cat, it got hit by a car. This is true. At which point the Russian driving the car was like, he's done.
All right, so this is Jimmy Fallon and David Letterman. Interesting how Letterman sort of sticks up for his own political point of view, which is the left, and Jay Leno seems to be more...
Take shots at everybody.
The right. Well, he's, I think, a little bit right of center. But anyway, some fun there. Now, one of the things that is being talked about a lot, the child of Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith. What's his name? What's the kid's, the boy's name?
It's Jaden, isn't it?
Yeah, Jaden and Willow.
Trying to separate himself from his parents.
Emancipate?
Yes. He wants to be
14.
14. He wants to live on his own. Also, there's discussion. Apparently, the Smiths' parenting style is not to punish their children, allow them to make their mistakes, and suffer the consequences. So, but the boy wants to be, he doesn't like
it. I'd like to be a fly inside their house to see what really goes on. We hear so many things about their family.
28 after on Good Day.
I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, bad breath in dogs and cats go hand in hand with other health problems. It's best to treat the problem even if the breath is not objectionable to you. The most common cause of bad breath is tartar buildup surrounding your dog or cat's teeth. Immature pets are in the process of shedding their baby teeth and they often drool, giving them bad breath. In older dogs and cats, disease of the kidneys and liver often affect the smell of the breath as well. What I recommend that you do is get on a regular tooth cleaning routine with your pet. Learn how to brush your dog and cat's teeth. Just remember, you can't use human toothpaste because dogs and cats don't spit and gargle. Yearly checkups by your veterinarian. A good, healthy diet. Chews that help alleviate a lot of that tartar is important as well. And there are now mouthwash and sprays available on the market. Keeping your dog and cat's teeth clean is more than just making them kissable and huggable. It can really help prevent a lot of other diseases in the future. Bad teeth, bad gums, bad periodontal disease can create a lot of liver problems and kidney problems. So check with your vet, have a dental program set up every day for your pet, and you'll both have a long, happy, kissable life. The other day, a long-time customer reminded me that the vitamins I develop, Hugs and Kisses, are now keeping a second generation of their dogs and cats healthy and looking fabulous. It's been 20 years, and back then it was a popular misconception that all the nutrients your dog or cat needed were in a high-quality pet food. That's exactly why I formulated Hugs and Kisses supplements, insisting on the finest ingredients like lecithin as the number one ingredient. And to support your pet's immune system, I formulated them with rich antioxidants. The result is softer fur and no more chewing or constant scratching. Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplements help reduce shedding and promote overall wellness. With my 30-day money-back guarantee, you can be confident your pet will be soft and shiny in no time at all. People will actually compliment your pet on their shiny coat. Just read the comments on my website at thepetshow.com. Both dogs and cats love the taste of my chewable Hugs and Kisses supplements. Even picky eaters love these semi-moist nugget treats. Order your jar today. Just call the Hugs and Kisses counselors at my office at 1-800-430-48.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It's time to get real.
It's time to prepare.
Economic collapse.
Social unrest.
Natural disasters.
Government takeover.
UN takeover.
Are you ready?
Ready?
Ready? Get ready at the Social Prepper Trade Show in Dalton, Georgia.
June 6th, 7th, and 8th.
3 massive days to learn self-reliance and emergency preparedness. Exhibitors ranging from survival, solar, power, food, protection, guns, ammo, disaster preparation products, hunting, and much more. Seminars by Dr. Wallach, Robert Henry, Raymond Blake Hogshead, Trish Deer, Sandy Hall, Rick Austin, Survivor Jane, and more of our nation's experts on survival and preparedness.
Don't miss the Social Prepper Trade Show.
June 6th through 8th, Dalton, Georgia. For discount tickets, prize raffle, and info, go to socialprepper.com.
Enter code GCN for 50% online ticket discount purchase.
The Social Prepper Trade Show,
presented in part by GCN.
After the hour now on the Doug Stephan Good Day program, Jennifer Horn has the 22 television shows to watch as we go into the summertime. She doesn't know that yet, but I'll figure out.
I don't, but it's okay. All right. That's good.
All right, so the TV report coming up in a matter of moments. You've heard Roberta Fasanelli give you the tips on where to save money, the Queen of Cheap Box, next to our supermarket guru, Phil Lempert's need to know about healthy food. Where do you, I call it the need to know blog, because you can find out all kinds of things about his testing of food, sampling things, the taste and the quality and all that sort of thing. So his reviews are a healthy part of our overview of how we can help you at DougStephan.com, plus our poll of the day, lots of the stories that we're following, the trending things here and there. And one of them is this discussion of Angelina Jolie, and whether or not it's interesting looking at our blogs and our things that are the social connection to us at Twitter and Facebook, men are taking shots at Angelina Jolie, and women are basically on the same page as Angelina Jolie. Here's David listening in San Francisco to Good Day. Yes, David.
Hey, morning, Doug. You know, I definitely don't want to take shots at her. Out here in San Francisco, we've actually got two zip codes that are very high in cancer clusters. One's in a very poor neighborhood, the Hunters Point neighborhood, but one of the wealthiest zip codes in America, the Marina District, has also got an extremely high cancer cluster and breast cancer cluster. And in fact, one of our male news broadcasters, Pete Wilson, died of breast cancer as well. So it's an important thing that she's doing, and I actually support her a great deal. And in fact, since she and Brad Pitt were taking such a high notice of New Orleans, they were doing a great deal to renovate and rebuild after Katrina. A lot of people down there are well aware that that's called Cancer Alley. Right along the Mississippi River,
yeah.
All of the refineries that are just pouring pollution down in there in an unabated way. It was very dangerous for her to be down there when you think about it.
You know, that's an interesting thing. Roberta Fasanelli, who's here on the air with me, is considering having a home down in that area. And I wondered, Roberta, whether you had thought about New Orleans as a place that seems to have health problems, and many of them exacerbated for whatever the reason after Katrina.
Well, you know, especially after Katrina, because of the amount of toxic waste that wound up in the
stirred
in
up.
The soil. In the right. soil. That's one of the things that they were talking about at Jazz Fest this year, with all the mud that was created because of all the rain at the racetrack for Jazz Fest. They said a lot of the stench that you were smelling was also Katrina smell that was just being brought up out of the earth from, you know, a foot or 18 inches down underneath all that. So, actually, yes, I have thought about it. And when you drive around that part of southern Louisiana, it's funny how the refineries are. You don't directly see them because of the tall trees. They're kind of masked in the distance. But what you do see is the glow of lights.
And
gee, what's all that those lights, all that glow there above the trees?
Yeah.
And sometimes when you do catch an eye of it, eyeful of it, you realize, oh my goodness, it's one of these humongous refineries. So the answer is yes, I have thought about it.
Well, one of the things that we support is our need to be with our children. Your daughter's living down there now,
yes.
So you want to be close to her. I certainly am thinking a lot about, although I don't think I have the same health concerns as I might if I were going to New Orleans. I'm in Los Angeles this morning just for, actually, the morning. I came out here to do something this morning and have lunch with my children. And I was thinking I was thinking a couple of things, actually. It seems like it was just, I said this to Brendan last night, driving up the Pacific Coast Highway. I haven't been here since, what was the 1st of April, I think, is when I left to go back home with Charlotte. And every time I walk out of my studio and look to the right, I'm expecting to see Charlotte.
Aww,
and she's not
there.
Here because she didn't come with me because
right.
she's back home. My whole trip will be less than 24 hours out here and back. But it just that funny thing that you get. And then I start thinking about being with the children and how much it means to me to have the time to hang around with them. And you start thinking, okay, what can I do to be here more or to spend more time with the children? And I think that's just natural. And I think that's why I think it's cool that you're doing what you're doing in New Orleans. Although I have found anytime I've been in New Orleans, it has been so hot and so humid there, I can't imagine people wanting to live
in the summertime.
It is very
summer.
Humid,
oh,
yeah.
My God. Is it hot and humid?
That's
there?
Why I go in the spring and the spring. I'd love to go in the fall, though. I've never been there in the fall.
Yeah. Although out here in Los Angeles, on the other side
so
of the
hot.
Hill, as it were, pretty doggone
I'm
hot.
I'm still sweating.
Nice by the beach, but on the other side where you are, I'm on this side of the hill that's on the beach side, Jennifer.
I know. I was talking to somebody yesterday, a client of mine. He's like, oh, I lived in L.A. for 15 years, and I don't remember being 100 degrees ever in L.A. And I said, where did you live? And he said, by the beach.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, Jeannie doesn't get to be 100 degrees
at
the
beach. Right. It's not
going to hang out with me in the valley. Like, oh my
and
God, totally.
I like hanging around with you. Jennifer Horn, we're hanging with her and Roberta and Richie and Ken Kessler on Good Day at 21 before the hour.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Discover card.
Yeah, hi. I'm picking up some things for a barbecue this weekend, and I want to make sure that I'm signed up for that 5% cash back.
Yep, you're all set. What are you buying?
Lumber for a deck, a grill, maybe some potted plants.
Even better. Right now, anything you buy at a home improvement store gets you 5% cash back through June.
5%? Sweet.
Now, you're building an entire deck?
Yep.
And the party is this weekend?
Yeah.
Totally doable.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Get 5% cash back and up to $1,500 on purchases at home improvement stores now through June. Sign up for 5% and get more details at discover.com.
You know, gold prices dropped $125 an ounce in one day as speculators sold a record 155 tons of paper gold in just 1 hour. That's more than the entire yearly gold production. This is only possible in a world full of paper IOUs. Central banks then rushed in to buy 55 tons of physical gold at lower prices. Not paper gold, physical gold to put in their vault. I say, buy the dip. This could be one of the greatest buying opportunities in years. No matter how hard banksters try to manipulate the markets, gold always shines, just like I've told you over and over for years now. The reasons why are all explained in a brand new Simple Truth CD from Swiss America. Get it today. Call Swiss America 800-289-2646 now. Write it down, 800-289-2646. Seize this golden opportunity now. Call 800-289-2646 or go to buygold.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-326-2414. 1-800-326-2414. That's 1-800-326-2414. 1-800-326-2414.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on.
Hi to our friends listening today in the Washington area, suburban Boston and Miami. A lot of suburban stations carry the Good Day program around Michigan, out in the Northwest, in Seattle, around Phoenix and Mesa. How do you do? I had the pleasure of talking to a gentleman at the ballgame the other day from San Diego, so you can listen to us there. How do you do wherever you are? We're happy to be along on the Good Day program. Jennifer Horn has the television report. Who's adding, who's
subtracting, who's multiplying.
You know what? Here's what I was wondering.
Yes.
And I thought this last night, looking at some of the things, the television shows that were on the plane, and how much garbage there is on television. I have never seen that pawn shop show before that Richie
pawn
has
stars.
Talked about on the air. What's pawn?
I can't stand that show.
What reprobates.
Right.
The old man who runs the pawn shop is the... Ugh.
Boring.
But it's not really boring. And then the son says, oh, yeah, everything's cool, man. Everything's cool. It was just a horror. How that kind of a show gets the kind of traction that it does.
But and one man's junk.
Hit. Yep, exactly.
Yeah, I
no,
love to watch Overhaul.
It's not about the junk.
I love to watch Overhauling with Chip Foose, where they rebuild cars.
Yeah,
my wife thinks it's the most boring, stupid show.
No, that's not my point at all. You missed my point.
Yeah.
The point is that it isn't about whether the subject matter is interesting. These people that are running this pawn shop are crud.
Doug thinks they can find a better pawn shop.
I would think you could find a better pawn shop someplace.
Let me just tell you, after my mother was robbed and I made a hobby of going to pawn shops to try to recover some of her jewelry, I don't know that you could find a better pawn shop owner. These people actually look pretty high class after some of the places I went into.
All right, so what's the latest news from the networks, first of all, Jen?
Well, let's talk about Dancing with the Stars. Like American Idol, Dancing with the Stars has started to decline a little bit because it's been on forever, and it's on twice a year. So ABC announced yesterday at their upfronts that they're going to cut the series down to one night a week next fall, which I think will be really a great idea. They're going to eliminate that Tuesday results episode, which really they give an hour to, and it's like 2 minutes of results. So I think this is a good move for them. They'll announce their results on the following Monday show, and then BBC Worldwide, the company that produces the show, will also come up with some other tweaks as well. Maybe some new judges, maybe different types of performers. They really want to try to update and refresh the show, and they might actually look at going back to just doing one round instead of two every year. Speaking of shows that are not on the decline, The Voice is cashing in big. It's the best show at NBC. It really is winning in the ratings, and the coaches are again in the discussion because next season will be season 5, and everybody wonders, will CeeLo come back? Well, it looks that Christina will come back. She's already signed her contract. They're going to pay her $12.5 million for her appearance in the fifth season. She could earn up to $17 million, depending on how many hours she chooses to coach her candidates. And then CeeLo Green looks like he's close to coming back to the show. For sure, Shakira is leaving after just one season. Not sure what they're going to do with Usher at this point. And Adam Levine and Blake Shelton are negotiating their contracts now, but it looks like they'll likely come back.
I like Shakira. She was cute.
And I
liked Usher, too.
I know. I actually liked Shakira and Usher better than Christina and CeeLo. I don't know. CeeLo Green also has made a deal with TBS. He's going to get his own reality show, which should be really weird because he hangs out with his animals all the time. And they've ordered 6 episodes of The CeeLo Life, which will premiere next year in 2014. News over at SNL, and this one's kind of a big deal for them. SNL has been losing a lot of their stars, and their last star really left is Bill Hader. He announced yesterday he's leaving Saturday Night Live at the end of this season. The finale with Ben Affleck will be his last one. And I don't know what SNL is going to do. They need to get some new star power in there because I think it is suffering a little bit. Have you guys watched it all this season?
I don't know. They'll watch it for a long time.
I watch highlights on Hulu when I hear something funny was on, and that's it.
Right. Mm-hmm. All right, let me go through this list of some of the 22 shows that you might want to keep your eye on during the summertime or once the sweeps are over in May. Bates Motel on A&E. How many people have seen this?
Oh, that's a good, yeah, that's a good show, I've heard.
I've seen some of the characters, including one of the bad guys from a James Bond movie.
Mm-hmm.
It just really looks creepy.
Yeah, it's a scary show.
Top of the Lake on the Sundance Channel. What do we know about that?
Nothing.
Artsy-fartsy.
Is that what it is? No.
I would guess. Top of the Lake on the Sundance Channel.
Follows a young detective as she investigates the disappearance of a pregnant 12-year-old girl.
Hmm.
Make a series out of that. Game of Thrones.
People love that
ratings
show.
Ratings at an all-time high. It's supposed to be hot this summer. Very violent, though.
It is.
Really violent.
Don't forget they killed a George Bush lookalike and a President Obama lookalike.
Right. Yeah. Hannibal, that's on ABC. I thought they were canceling that. That's
they are, but I think they're running out the rest of the episodes during the summer.
Mm-hmm. So why would that be something to watch if they're gonna if it's going away?
I don't know. You're the one that has this list, sir.
Yeah, I know. I'm just looking at it.
This is Who made it?
It's a TV guide list.
Okay.
Mad Men.
Mm-hmm.
Is one of the most, according to them, stunning and consistent dramas on television. I don't watch it, so. And you know why I don't watch it? Because they smoke.
You'd probably love it, though, because really? It is about your heyday.
Yeah.
And as also, they're portraying what life was like during that time.
Yeah.
So I think that you know, that makes it interesting to see how acceptable smoking and drinking during the workday was at that time, during that era.
Yeah. I remember when I first got in radio, didn't you, Doug? When you'd, I mean, they smoked like beans.
I couldn't go into a studio. I was in that studio that I worked in Washington. It was 2 blocks down to the White House. The guy I followed, I did mornings. He was on overnight. I had to wash the filter on the microphone every morning because it was so
my first
disgusting.
Program director, Jack Alex, man, he was smoking 3 cigarettes at once.
Right. At a time.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah.
Those big, deep voices.
All right, so anyway, some of the shows to watch for the summertime. It's 10, 11 before the hour, actually, on Good Day.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-326-2414. 1-800-326-2414. That's 1-800-326-2414. 1-800-326-2414.
Switch your business to AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk on America's fastest 4G LTE network and get a free Samsung Rugby 3. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, and flexible network technology. With AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk, get a free Samsung Rugby 3 for every new CRU line, a company-paid line of service. Strong phone, stronger service, unbeatable offer. Visit an AT&T store or call 1-877-981-3359. AT&T, rethink possible.
Limited time offer, free phone on new activations only. Requires tier commitment to eligible plans plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
Wow. A cacophony, or cacophony, depending on which reality vowel you use. Which is the most exciting vowel in the alphabet? A, E,
E,
I, O,
you.
I prefer E.
E. Sometimes
as
Y.
As in money. As money. In honey.
Thank you, honey.
Man, I love that buttstock pouch on your Mosin Nagant. Where'd you get it?
Strike Hard Gear. They have lots of hard-to-find gear for us comblock shooters, like chest rigs and pouches for your SKS Duckbill magazines.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Plus, a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. Enter GCN for a 5% discount on all products at StrikeHardGear.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Said
what did he say?
That.
All right, so I'm angry at my technical facilities here this morning.
He's yelling at Gmail right now.
I am yelling. Well, I've gone from yelling at Gmail to yelling at all of the stuff that I just want to have happen quickly. When you're in, there's all kinds of updates because I haven't used this computer now for a month and a half. So every time I go someplace to try to find some information, I'm waylaid by all this nonsense that keeps creeping up. I don't want to know.
That's why we love animals. They have no buttons. We just talk to them. They talk back.
Well, but the reason that I am trying to find this stuff, Richie, is because there's a great story today at DougStephan.com about sheltering dogs and cats. The state of Colorado saying that these dogs and cats that are in the shelters in their state are the official state pets of Colorado. And I wonder how Warren Eckstein, who is the host of the Pet Show, how he views. I know how you are when it comes to shelters and that sort of thing, but in general, this is kind of a big move, isn't it? Doesn't this help give the plight of those animals that really need to be saved a little bit more of its credibility? What is it?
I think it's a fabulous idea. The state of Colorado are really progressive in making shelter dogs and cats the state animal. I think what it'll do, number one, is it'll increase adoptions across the country because it's getting the publicity it is. And it's about time that these shelter... Listen, I'm a mixed breed, okay? So it's about time these shelter dogs and shelter cats got the respect that they deserve. Because very often people say, I only want a purebred dog, you know?
Yeah. As you... I'm talking about Colorado Governor Hickenlooper signing yesterday. He had, by the way, his own rescue dog with him during the signing of a bill making shelter dogs and cats the state's official pet. So we have that story at DougStephan.com. This whole focus has been very successful, hasn't it? Getting people to adopt pets from these shelters.
Yeah, people are starting to realize that you love a dog from the inside out, not from the outside in. Let's face it, after you live with a dog for a week or two, you forget what the dog looks like. You love him from the inside, his personality, his temperament, the kisses he gives you. So I think it's a great idea. And literally, 7 to 10 million healthy dogs and cats are killed every year just because people are so stupid and don't neuter in space. So the bottom line is, any dog or cat we get out of a shelter is a good thing. And I think this is a good first step on the governor's part in Colorado.
In a moment, Warren is going to help you understand whether your dog is a lefty or a righty. Which is your dog? Think about it for a moment as we continue here on Good Day.
Years ago, my doctor told me to take a Centrum Silver multivitamin every day. I tell him, sure, can't hurt, right? Then I heard this news about a multivitamin study looking at long-term health benefits for men over 50. And the multivitamin they used for the study? Centrum Silver. Hey, that's what I take. My doctor, he really knows his stuff.
The most recommended, most preferred, most studied. Centrum, always your most complete. A prior formula of Centrum Silver was used in the study.
Discover Card.
Yeah, hi. I'm picking up some things for a barbecue this weekend, and I want to make sure that I'm signed up for that 5% cash back.
Yep, you're all set. What are you buying?
Lumber for a deck, a grill, maybe some potted plants.
Even better. Right now, anything you buy at a home improvement store gets you 5% cash back for June.
5%? Sweet.
Now, you're building an entire deck?
Yep.
And the party is this weekend?
Yeah.
Totally doable.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Get 5% cash back and up to $1,500 on purchases at home improvement stores now through June. Sign up for 5% and get more details at discover.com.
Warren Eckstein, the host of The Pet Show, is here to help you produce better pet relationships. He is a pet psychologist and has studied animals, especially the four-legged animals, through his career. And one of the things that I never would have thought about, had you not brought it up, is whether or not your dog is a lefty or a righty. And I'm not talking about whether the dog would vote for Obama or Mitt Romney, but actually what paw do they use or favor? How in the world did you come up with this?
These are the things that keep me up at night, though. Actually, on my website, thepetshow.com, this was an email I got this morning. Someone sent me a question at the message board, and they said, can dogs be lefty or righty? And there's ways you can test. For example, if you taught your dog, Charlotte, to shake hands, which hand or which paw does she use first? That's a good indication of a lefty or righty. You can fill a toy with some really delicious stuff, put it in the center of the room, see which paw the dog uses to go kind of paw at it. Put something sticky on a dog or cat's nose, a little honey or a little peanut butter. Uh-huh. Which paw do they use to get it off? Uh-huh. All of these things could be indicative. And for cats, for example, you can hold like a string over their head with a feather and see which paw they use to go at it. Horses also, by the way, can be left hoofed or right hoofed.
And then once you know this, what do you do with it?
Have a conversation after you've had too much to drink.
You can buy them a left-handed screwdriver.
So what about cows, though? Horses lefty or righty? You get that? What about cows?
I have to assume that all animals are either lefty, righty, or some are ambidextrous. I'm not sure about you. You have to watch your cows closely, Doug, and let me know.
I will do that, everyone. Thank you. That's my assignment for now.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And I want to personally invite you to a wonderful 2-hour free seminar on health. How to take care of yourself so you don't need medical care. How to take care of yourself so you don't need insurance. If you have arthritis, you want to be an ex-arthritis patient. If you have type 2 diabetes, you want to be an ex-type 2 diabetes patient. If you're obese, you want to lose some weight. If you want to avoid Alzheimer's disease, I'll show you how to reduce your risk of Alzheimer's disease by 80%. What I want you to do is come to the 520 building. This is the City College of New York, 520 8th Avenue. This is at the cross streets of 36th and 37th, New York, New York, Thursday night, 16th of May. Registration is at 6:30 p.m. It's free. It starts promptly at 7. And we give away a lot of free stuff. We're going to show you how to add 25 to 50 healthy years to your life.